This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A third field hospital is about to open in Massachusetts to house patients who are recovering from COVID-19. The Cape Cod facility will open if needed on Monday. It joins similar field hospitals at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center and the DCU Center in Worcester. Both of those facilities are now open. Senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us now from Cape Cod, where the governor has had his daily briefing. Steve, what can you tell us about this field hospital?
Well, Lisa, it's a facility located in a gymnasium on the grounds of Joint Base Cape Cod. It'll be operated by Cape Cod Healthcare, which runs Cape Cod and Falmouth Hospitals. CEO Michael Lau says the facility was set up under a week by the National Guard.
We have 94 beds. Each bed is equipped with a mattress and a bed to be able to house the patients comfortably. We have portable x-ray equipment. We have pharmaceuticals here, lab work here. We have our inpatient electronic medical record. We'll be able to take care of patients that are not quite as ill as you would generally see in an acute care setting, but still not well enough to go home.
Lau says there's no timetable for taking this field hospital down, but it is available if they need it.
What are the latest coronavirus figures out of the Department of Public Health?
Sure. The number of new cases are down for the third day in a row. DPH says there are 1,296 new cases reported today. That's down about 100 from yesterday and down 1,300 from Sunday's high of 2,600 new cases. Of course, public health officials caution not to read too much in the day-to-day changes. But obviously, you'll like to see the numbers of new cases decrease. Too soon to say if it's a trend, but fewer cases are, of course, better than more cases.
How about the number of reported deaths? I understand they are up today.
Yeah, they are. 113 new deaths are reported, bringing the total death toll in Massachusetts to 957. It's safe to say the number of reported deaths will exceed 1,000 tomorrow. But again, it's important to point out that all of these deaths didn't occur in the last 24 hours. In fact, DPH says the 113 took place between March 31st and today. It just takes a while for the word of the death to filter up to the DPH to be included in the count.
We know that one of the deaths was that of a Boston police officer. What can you tell us about him?
Yes, he's 29-year BPD veteran Jose Fontanez, who was stationed in Jamaica Plain for most of his career. Here's what Mayor Marty Walsh had to say about him just a short time ago.
We honor him and remember him as a hero because as a police officer, he served our community and he stood in harm's way to protect us. He made the ultimate sacrifice. His passing is a reminder of the courage our police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and all of our first responders, our doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, and all frontline workers in this pandemic.
And the mayor says the best way to honor Officer Fontanez is to continue social distancing measures to keep other first responders safe.
Steve, news came out since the governor's briefing yesterday that he is joining six other Northeast governors, all of whom happen to be Democrats, to coordinate when to start reopening businesses. Did the governor explain his rationale for doing this?
Yeah, he explained that many of those six states, New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, are significant trading and travel partners with Massachusetts. And the most important thing they need to do when it comes to reopening the economy is to do it in a safe way and in a way that restores confidence in the public.
We are in a different place in terms of our surge than some of those other states are. But I do think it's important for us to collaborate and cooperate where it makes sense to on a go-forward basis so that we know what they're doing and they know what we're doing. And neither one of us, none of us, does something unintentionally that disadvantages or damages the others.
Now, the governor was asked what he thought about President Trump's comments yesterday that he has the authority over the states when businesses should reopen. The governor skirted that by trotting out a phrase he has used many times to avoid commenting directly regarding the president. He says his administration is a lot more interested in the work than they are in the noise.
And finally, Steve, there is some mystery surrounding some kind of shipment arriving in New York and the role that the New England Patriots are playing in this one. They provided a jet for an earlier huge supply of masks. What do we know about this shipment?
Well, the Massachusetts State Police tweeted out a photo showing them escorting a New England Patriots tractor-trailer truck. The Post said that they were going to JFK Airport in New York to bring another delivery of medical supplies to Massachusetts. The governor was asked about this, and he was tight-lipped, saying he doesn't talk about things like this until it gets here. Remember, he was pretty steamed that a supply of masks that the state thought it had purchased was confiscated by the federal government in New York. I asked the governor if he sent the state police to make sure that whatever is in this shipment isn't confiscated again. He thought for a moment and simply replied, maybe. When asked what is being shipped, he said gear. A state police spokesman told us that it's a shipment of PPE, including masks, and it's due back tonight at a National Guard distribution facility in Marlboro. I suspect we'll hear a lot more about this at tomorrow's briefing, so stay tuned.
Thank you. Once again, WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.